Accession number 11377, Reel 6.
Mr. Bateman, Reel 6. What else did you do in Darjeeling, Mr. Bateman?
Well, we did the after we did the competition, we did our finish our education off, and we nearly spent it was nearly time for exam time, so we were to spend all day there for a whole week, and then we sat for our exams, and we didn't get to know straight away where we passed or not, because I think they had to go to either Division A court or the results and everything, and. That nearly brought us to the end of our visit to Libong. So we marched back up to the Krekidoa kit together and marched back up to Darjeeling and got the little train back. Down, experience going down. Instead of the anchor being on the front of the engine this time, the anchor was at the back of the engine because it stopped us from flying away, like. As before, we used to turn back and got down to the bottom of the bus, and we got the big train, we went back to Ballypore, and he says, righto, he says, don't pack your kit, he says, just make the best of it, because tomorrow we're moving out, and we moved to Dublally, and the whole battalion formed up in Ballypore station.
What time would this be?
It was about November, I think it was. The back end.
Of 1934.
So we ended up all on the battalion on the street, and it was the same routine as we did when we first came out, because the certain places we stopped for our meals and did the bit of exercise, and then we got on the train, and two companies, A Company and MG Company, got off and we went to Dolally. So we, and then the remainder of the battalion went on to Bombay. Now then, we were there 6 months. Well, we weren't exactly there. So this was the back end of 34. Now we did our training. There was a rifle range there. It was the same routine in Dolally as other places. And then the results of our education came on, and he said, you'd passed your second class certificate of education. Oh, I said, that's pleased, mate. And he says, right, oh, this is, you'll be getting a transfer. I said, what? Where to? Well, he says, you'll either go to the MG company, be a machine gunner, or you'll be a sigler. Oh, I said, no, I don't know what. He says, you won't have any choice. He says, they'll pick you. He says, the CO will decide who. So I was decided to be a signaller. I was picked to be a signaller. And then, the 1st of April, 1935, we joined the signal platoon.
Was this part of Headquarter Company?
And this is part of Headquarter Company. Now, see, the signal platoon was based at Dublally. See?
What was Dolally? Was it a special station of some
kind? It was just huts. It was like a military station. It was an army camp. But it was just huts, just the same.
There was no special purpose for being there. It just happened to be an army
just,
camp.
Just an army camp, yes. You see, the battalion that was at Bombay had to have half at Bombay and half at Dolally. Because if you remember, you said on that video, one half the company was, battalion was at Dolally, and the other part was there. But headquarter company always stopped at Bombay. Because they had the pioneer platoon, and then there was the bands. The bandsmen always stopped there. They never came to Dolally.
But your signal platoon was...
Signal platoon, we went, it was at the forming of new platoons, new recruits for the learn to be signalers.
So who was in command of this?
Peter Jeffries. He was a signal officer. Sergeant Colthrow was a signal sergeant. Corporal Lewis was a signal corporal. And Johnny Bolland was a lance corporal. And bloke called Graham was a lance corporal.
And how many was in the unit?
The signal platoon, I think there was about 32 of us in this. This is a new class. See, we want the old signalers. And then we started to work signal train. And that was more like... Right, we started our signal train. First of all, we started lecturing. We had to, the signal sergeant, or the corporal, would take the class, and with the blackboard, and he used to write the Morse code out. Each the letter, the whole alphabet, the Morse code. And each time, when he used to, each letter, he used to repeat it three times. A, it wasn't A for apple like they do now. It was A for ack. Ack, and it says a dot and a dash. Now he says B, he says, don't say B, baker. B for baker. It's three dots, one dash and three dots. But first of all, he said, I'll repeat it, you got them two. He says, I'll always remember this. He says, there's only four symbols, there's no more than four symbols. There's one symbol, three symbols, and four symbols. One, two, three, four symbols in each letter. He says, you won't find a letter with more than four. So he took us through the whole alphabet. C for Charlie, that's dash, dot, dash, dot. And D is dash, and I know it right through, like. And he used to give us the phonetics. He used to say, A for Ack, B for Baker, C for Charlie, D for Dog, Don, not for Dog, E for Edward, F for Freddy, G for George, H for Harry, I for Ink, J for Johnny, K for King, L for London, M for Monkey, N for Nuts, O for Orange, Q for Queen, R for Robert, S for Sugar, T for Tom, T for Tock, T, and R for Robert, S for Sugar, RST, U for Uncle, V for Victor, W for William, X for X-ray, Y for York, Z for Zebra. It says, now then, we'll... All we'll get now, he says, I'll pray. He says, I'll imprint that on your mind. He says, we'll all go through it, and we'll spend maybe an hour saying that. Now then, he says, we'll start off, and he was asked each one questions. He was to turn the blackboard round. He says, now what's the first letter? Say for me, I would say A for Ack. He says, what's the symbol? I said, dot and a dash. They'll go for another one there. And now then, we'll all go through, right through that. Now that we used to have dummy keys, what they call dummy keys, to send Morse. And you used to click it on. And it was laughable, it was, when we used to start. Now we had the blackboard, now. Now he says, now then we'll start off. Ach, and you say, now send it. Instead of, it was to say, itty armty. Now he says, a dot's itty, and armty's the dash. And we used to go, the people in the other company used to say, oh, the signal platoon's on again. And we used to go right through the alphabet like that, itty armty, armty, itty, itty, armty, itty, armty, itty. And now we should spend a whole, nearly whole day like that. Now then, it'll give us the figures. Now there's letters. Numbers. Now he says, you'll find there's five symbols in these, in the figures. He says, one, he says, that's with a dash, and then four dashes. Two dots and three dashes. Three dots and four dashes. So till he got to five, there's five dots. Now it reversed round when it went to six. It started with a dash and three dots. Seven, two dashes. Three, two dots. three dots, and eight the same. And now we went to come to nine, it was three dashes and a dot. Four dashes and a dot. And O was one dash. Or he says you could put dot, dot, dot. But no, he says we don't. He says, when you, the only time you put the full four, five dashes on is because letter T is a dash. Now when you're doing figures, you do all figures, you do one dash. But he says when you're putting figures with letters, you pull the full five dashes because T is dash. Then we got that imprinted on our mind. This was going for, well, actually it took us 6 months. We had 6 months training. Now then, next thing we went on was the two-letter symbols, see? Now then, inverted commas was RR combined. Now then, brackets was two Ks. And then, if you got it in them, see, had a message, and then we used to have a break. Instead of putting break all the time, you used to put BT, what they call beer talk. I forget now, all them. There was a great lot of them there. But we had to write all these down. See, at night time, after we finished our train, we still had to be, but, and we used to write them all down in books, see? Because he said that's the best way you learn, if you write it down. And then when we used to go in the canteen, not the canteen, the dining room, there in India them days, we had plates. We had no dining room orderlies. We had plates and mugs all left them there. And we used to have our knife, fork and spoon. And we used to always, on the, with a plate, they say, they're sticking batons at it again. They used to send more score with the knife and forks. Because we used to get our fork and, you know. And it was quite good. And what we did was visual and hidden, see. We used to send a flag, Morse code flag, well, see, a dot and a dash over.
Is that Morse or semaphore?
Semaphore. That was flag Morse.
Flag Morse.
See, it was one flag, and across, it was like that for a dot, and for a dash was like that. Now, then there was the semaphore, then there was the light, the Lucas lamp, and then there was the heliograph. That was a very good, nice that. But the lamp, was all we used to do with the lamp at night, and the heliograph during the day, because there was strong sunlight.
So you did your Morse, which you would literally learn in your head.
Yes.
How rapid could you work a Morse code message? Was it a rapid job? Could you do it quickly?
Well, it ended up, I'll tell you when later on about. See, we're just taking it slowly, this, see, because it took teach us to be a trained first year signaller. Took us 6 months. And then we used to do the telephone, what they call the Don 5. It was like a telephone with a buzzer, with a buzzer key. And that's the only one they had, because it was a telephone, and also send the dot by here. It was Morse code by here. That was the flag, the semaphore, the Lucas lamp, and the heliograph. And then there was only the one with the Morse. It was five. Got to learn.
How did the heliograph work?
The heliograph worked by mirrors. Just stood on a tripod, and there was a big, it was on a swivel, this big round mirror. Look what they called it. It was quicksilver. It was glass, especially glass, and it had an arm out. It had a sight on there, and they used to stand up. And the other end, you used to get a certain position to line it up on, and say right, or lines up on that the chimney. Let's say there's a chimney. And you used to look, there was a dot in the centre of the mirror, and then you used to look through it, and you used to get this cross in line with that dot, with the chimney. And then that was right there. And then when you used to go back, and there was a flicker, a little white disc, like plate above that long, and it had a mark there, a mark there, and a mark there on you, on it.
2 inches long, 2.5 inches.
Right. Now what you used to do was just to get that dot on the mirror, on the you used to swivel it. You used to get the sun to reflect on the mirror and to reflect that dot on that white disc. Right thing, and you had the key, and you had to press, and so flick it up to there, and then down. And that down, and that used to flick onto the distant station. Now, if there's anybody else went out there, it used to get two heliographs. See, somebody would go maybe about 3 or 4 miles out, and they would get a sight to where we were, and they would line it up, and we could see them flashing. Then they used to press the key down. Give that continuous flash, and you had to keep your eye on the dot. Never watch the distant station. You had to keep, because the sun was moving all the time, you know. And you had to keep that dot dead in the centre of that. And then they used to keep it pressed down, and it was all really flash. 4 to 5 miles away, it was like the sun flashing at you. And then when we used to line up, we used to just flick it down, and they used to drop their light down, and they used to send Morse to each other. But when we first started, we used to send one word, and then they would give one flash, and that was T, until they'd got it. Then we'd send another word. Now, by the time we got, after about maybe 3 or 4 weeks, like that, they say, righto, we'll have a reading. So a man, a lance corporal, and the corporal used to go up the distance with the heliograph, just as doing the deer. And they used to, the sergeant used to have one here, and used to line up. And we all used to line in row. We never used to spread out. We had one behind the other on a hillside. See? And they used to line, when he was in the middle of us with the heliograph. And we used to have to read. And there was one of us used to sit like that, watching it. And the other one used to be facing the other way. But he used to be here. And you used to see him. A, F, T, and he used to write it down, the message. And they used to send a code. It was like five letters at a time. And when it used to say A, F, T, E, R, see, that was a code, it used to say group. And he used to say, start another group, see, group. But then they started, that was coded, and then you used to send plain language. Also, you used to write the corporal night beforehand, you write a lot of messages out. And each message had to be timed. See, they were instructed, they'd been to the course, and they knew what to do, how to time a message. See, one, they would write a message out, it would last maybe 3 minutes. Because they had to keep to that time, because on the light, they used to send 8 words a minute. See, notice this is when we speed. flag, they used to read flag at 10 words a minute. Semaphore, we started off with 4 words a minute, and then we went up to 8 words a minute. On visual lamp, it was 10 words a minute. On the heliograph, was 10 words a minute. We got up to, see, it started off at 4, and then we used to practice and work forward up to 10. And then on the buzzer, we started at 5 words a minute, and we had to read up to 12 words a minute. And we had to do that to pass out. See, that was all our training, every time. We used to do a PT on a morning, and they used to, first of all, we say, right, it'll be a flag drill, it was a call, and the landscape would get in front, and it was to go through the alphabet all the time, the alphabet every time, like here. And then they'd say the answer would come back. No, when the lads would go, when the class would go at the front, and you used to follow him, and then we'd spend maybe half an hour doing that. Then they'd say, right, two flags, now semaphore. Now this time, the NCO at the front, he wasn't behind, in front with his back to you, he was facing you. You had to follow. Now when he went like that, it was our left hand. So we had to make sure we didn't put our left hand, and that was A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, Q, you know what is R? R. No, that's R, that's right. R. S. T. U. V. W. X. Y. Z.
What distance could you work semaphore over? What distance?
Well, if it was clear, it could a quarter of a mile. And flag was quarter of a mile. Now, at heliograph, it has been known, we from one hill to another, it looked at 10 to 12 miles. Heliograph. And night lamp, daylight lamp, only about a mile. Because in the sun, it was very eye-aching. And there was the night time. It was a 12-volt bulb. It was on the and reflected by a mirror, and you could read that up nearly 10 miles. But the buzzer used to have to or a telephone line. It was just one line. It was earth return. It wasn't two wires like they are. But we only had one. We used to use earth return.
So this was a line, a cable, and the buzzer worked on the Morse code principle.
On the Morse code. You used to send
and it buzzed at the other end.
And you could hear it here and buzz at the other end. It was like a little, there was somewhat put like that. Just an insert. And you could alter it to different tone. Then you used to press it and use the buzz. It was like a vibrator. And you used to go through the tail to the other end.
And that was about a mile, did you say?
Oh, you could, as long as you like. Just depends how long the line was.
There was no field telephones at this stage.
That was the field telephone.
That was the field telephone.
What they call a Don 5. It was about that big. About that long. About that big. It had a telephone, a telehandset. It had two 1.5 oblong batteries in it, L type batteries.
You hadn't got speaking telephone yet.
Oh yes, speaking telephone. Well, we could speak over it, but we never used to use it.
I see.
See, when we used to send a message, we always used the buzzer. The telephone was for when we used to go out manoeuvres with the battalion for the company commander to speak over, but also we had what they call a portable exchange as well. And so when the company commander, signals used to go with each, two signals used to go with each company, and there used to be two with each, that was ten signals. And then there was what they call a line party, and then there used to be party standing by with a visual signal. In case when the company signallers always had these, they had a telephone, they had a lamp, and they had a heliograph, and they had flags. Now, if the telephone broke down, they could all have them to signal back to HQ. And if they didn't, couldn't get back to HQ by that way, one of the signallers was also a runner. He was a messenger. And they used to say, well, our telephone's out of order, the line had been maybe cut. See?
Were you trained also to repair lines?
Yes, a line party. And they used to go out and, now, first of all, they learned us how to locate, how to test the line back.
And how did that happen?
See, everyone, now, when we used to rig an exchange up to Battalion HQ, there was one line went out to one telephone, just one line, a single line, and it was earth return. It used to have a 18-inch earth pin with the lead. It Now, at the telephone exchange, there used to be a telephone, and there used to be, we used to call it a V type, a V. Now, then, that, see, that A company line, he would go out there, and 20 yards of wire would put an earth pin in. Now, then, B company would go out there, and another 20 yards, and put an earth pin in. We never used to put one earth pin for all the lights, because what they call overhearing. And that's why it's always said about 20 yards out, and there used to be about maybe 10 yards space, and it was more like set out in a V. And we always used on the earth pin. And if you had no water, that's what you used to do. Especially when we were in India, or in the desert, and we used to have to water the earth pins. Never used double line. And also, they had another instrument, what they call, used to call the fuller phone. And we never got to learn this till we actually, after our training, we passed out. And it was called the fuller phone. It was the one you couldn't overhear. You had to have a fuller phone on the other side. And it worked opposite to the buzzer on the telephone. When you pressed the key down, it didn't buzz. When the key came up, it buzzed. And you could work it off it. You could also connect it onto a line with the telephone. You could speak on the telephone to each other. And you could use this fuller phone at the same time. Because it used the opposite current. And nobody could, that was mainly used during the war, in Merseytau and Tobruk, we used that, because if you send message out to the company, if you talked over it, you can generally could hear it.
Was it efficient?
Yeah, it was efficient, yes. But it was very hard to use. Now then, that I spent altogether, I was a singular for 9 years. But that was mainly our routine, and every year we used to have to do a passing out test. We used to have to.
That was a continuous thing every year?
Every year. And when we first passed out as a singular, we got 6 months extra a year. Now then.
Did you get some badged on your.
Well, got a set of flags. And you know, there's a blue and white, blue armband, like a little square strip. But on the KD tunics, you've got brass signal flags. Now then, there was always a competition. Well, we were the best, because to pass out, you had to get no less than 99.6. So you're only allowed 4 mistakes on each message. And if you say you got 99 on another one, and you got 100 on another, you weren't so bad. But if you got any less than 4, you failed. It's quite a few failed. And also, at the end of the test, they used to reckon it all up, and who had the most points. And you used to get what they call signal signaler. And he used to get a pair of enamel signal flags with the blue and white, the flags and the Union Jack on.
He would work with the CO.
And that he had that for a year. And every time we entered manoeuvres, he went with the signaler, with the CO. We called what they call the CO signaler for that year.
It was a pretty technical training. A lot to remember.
Oh, he had a lot to remember. Then there was the message pad, see. The message pad was quite easy there, because you used to send it out, the message. See, you had a routine, you used to start off, when you opened up for a message, you used to VE, Vic Edward. And then you used to write, if at the other end, you used to send letter K to carry on. Now, we used to send the message, and we used to write it all down. It used to start off GR. Now, say GR48. That's the number of letters, groups of words that was in the message. Now, then, 2 After GR, we used to send II. That would separate the GR from the address too. Now we'd say A Company. And then we used to send a V from, and that denoted, write it in the from side, from the CO. And then they used to send AA. That was the end of the address. Now it was to start on the other side of the message, and there used to be the date. A date of the message. And then there was II, and then the time. It was sent to the signal. Then all the message, then you sent II again, and then you started off. It was all spaced out in your message form. Then you started the message. All the messages right through. Then at the end of the message, you used to put it for BT, break time. Then that was the end of the message. Now it gives you the time that he received it, a time he was sent it, and then the time you received it. And you used to send AR, end of message.